Do you say so, gunslinger? Truly true? Roland nodded. We'll palaver all you would about this, if there's time. And about those old days, but not now. No time now. You have to go with your friends, and I must stay with mine. Shimi looked at him a moment longer, and yes, Susanna could now see the boy who had bustled about a long-ago tavern called the Traveler's Rest, picking up empty beer schooners and dropping them into the wash barrel which stood beneath the two-headed elk's head that was known as the Romp, avoiding the occasional shove from Coral Thorin or the even more ill-natured kicks that were apt to come from an aging whore called Petty the Trotter. She could see the boy who had almost been killed for spilling liquor on the boots of a hard case named Roy de Pape. It had been Cuthbert who had saved Shimi from death that night, but it had been Roland, known to the townsfolk as Will Dearborn, who had saved them all. Shimi put his arms around Roland's neck and hugged him tight. Roland smiled and stroked his curly hair with his disfigured right hand. A loud, honking sob escaped Shimi's throat. Susanna could see the tears in the corners of the gunslinger's eyes. "Aye," Roland said, speaking in a voice almost too low to hear. "I always knew you were special. Bert and Alain did, too. And here we find each other, well met further down the path. We're well met, Shimi, son of Stanley. So we are. So we are." Chapter 6 The Master of Blue Heaven 1 Pimley Prentice, the Algolciento master, was in the bathroom when Finley, known in some quarters as the Weasel, knocked at the door.